So friends, having understood the motives behind mergers and acquisitions, the reasons for failures of mergers and acquisitions, in chapter 9, we are going to understand the value drivers in mergers and acquisitions. This chapter will help you to understand the value drivers in mergers and acquisitions, the concepts of valuation of corporate mergers and acquisitions, the valuation in relation to mergers and acquisition activity, the valuation of operation and financial synergy, and the reductions in cost and the beta. In this chapter, you will learn the synergy, the increase in synergy, the decrease in premium, the boosting marginal revenue, the lowering of total cost, the reducing marginal cost through the operational synergy, and reducing beta. So with this concepts in mind, let us start with the first point, the synergy. A merger is a game of drawing synergy. We have seen this in the previous chapters. The acquiring firm, which wants to optimize value gains, attempts to increase synergy and minimize the premium that it has to pay to the target company. Thus, if you have to put that into a formula, value created through mergers and acquisition is equal to increase in synergy minus decrease in premium. So this is a basic mantra for merger when we talk in terms of the synergy. Synergy can be attained by focusing on management skills. Managerial skills are an important input for every entity, as important as capital and other forms of labor. The skills can range from industry specific to the generic skills. So management skills are very, very important, especially in a merger and an acquisition. The acquirer proposes to take over the target company, eliminate the inefficiencies existing in the target company, and transfer its own managerial skills and efficiencies to the target company and thus derive value. So full efforts are put in for acquiring this stage, wherein the transfer of managerial skills happens for increasing the efficiencies in the target company. Such synergies ensure that the market share of the combined entity is more than the part. So this is another formula which we saw. The total market value should be more than the individual value that existed before the merger and acquisition. Achieving managerial skills often remains elusive. What are the reasons? The reasons could be identifying relative managerial abilities is difficult. Transfer of skills is not always easy unless the merging entities belong to the same industry. Rooting out the inefficient practices that are often embedded in the organization culture is difficult. However, the synergies can be exploited. The synergy is a result of increase in efficiency of the combined entity. However, it depends on the manner in which the acquiring entity is able to tap the efficiency gains. The synergies can be exploited only when the value of the combined entity exceeds the sum of its parts. To attain this objective, the combined entity should be able to increase its revenue, reduce the volatility in its earnings, or even reduce its cost. So these are the important factors by which the synergies could be exploited. The efficiency gains accrue on account of improvements in the style of management, so that the administratively the company becomes stronger, improvements in financials by restructuring the capital structure to reduce the cost and increase the possibilities of efficient deployment of financial resources. So these are the two important factors by which the synergy could be increased. Some more ways synergies could be increased: increase in operational efficiency with the objective of increasing the productivity, reducing or eliminating the rejections and the wastages. Change in ability to control risk can also cause increase in synergy. Similarly, reduction in inefficiencies existing before the merger took place can also increase the synergy. Now let us look about the decrease in premium. This is also an important aspect for success of a merger, for increasing the value of the combined entity. Paying a comparatively lower price for a target company is another way of increasing the net gain from a deal. The acquiring company should identify the market imperfection while valuing the target company. This imperfection should then be indexed against other players in the industry so that the appropriate price of the shares the target company can be determined. This is where the acquirer can ascertain the appropriate amount payable for the target and avoid paying high premium for the target. Now, how to boost the marginal revenue? The revenue per unit can be improved if the acquiring entity is able to redirect the available cash resources to the industries that are more attractive and remunerative, thus improving the ROI, return on investment, of the merged entity. The return on investment improves when the revenue rises while cost and investments remain unchanged. So this is a very, very important factor for boosting the marginal revenue. The belief that a diversified company has better profits generating ability may not always be true. It may result in more uncertainty given the size and the diversified business portfolio. The next important factor is lowering the total cost. The general view is that revenue improves if total cost declines. To achieve this objective, the merged entity should reduce the transaction cost and eliminate the existing market inefficiencies. The presumption that cost can be reduced after merger originates from the fact that integration results in a better coordination and planning, reduced technical costs, assured supply, lower transaction costs, better bargaining capacity, etc. So these are the ways the total cost could be lowered. The overall impact of these elements is that the technical transaction and uncertainty cost goes down. Merger also improves control over the production process, resulting in the economies reducing the total cost further. If the company can maintain its marginal revenue, margins are bound to improve. Critics, however, say that the merger has a very limited ability to reduce transaction costs and efficiencies are quite often overestimated. Given this, the cost reduction is actually very minimal. They further argue that post-merger, the capital requirements increase and imposes an additional burden on the company. Critics, however, say that in addition, the flexibility and bargaining power goes down further, affecting the company's cost of capital. If the company decides to pass on the benefits of the reduced cost to the distributors or to subsidize the products, profitability may actually decline. Now let us see how can one reduce the marginal cost through the operational synergy. A merger is driven by the notion that it will result in the economies of scale and bring down the marginal cost of operations. The belief is driven by the economic theory, which says that the marginal cost declines as the production increases, bringing down the average cost. This results from the rationalization of the production and increased scale of operation. Not everybody agrees with this argument, since economic theories are assumption-based and hence not always true. Secondly, the smaller companies can be more profitable due to the inherent flexibility they possess. Thirdly, larger companies have very high administrative costs due to the large and complicated structure. And finally, large entities may often possess excess capacity on account of the underutilization of the available capacity due to the prevailing market conditions. Now we go through another important concept of reducing beta. Some school of thoughts propagates that mergers can lower the beta of the company. What is beta? Beta is a measure of the volatility or the systematic risk of security or a portfolio in comparison to the market as a whole. Beta is calculated using the regression analysis and reflects the response of the securities return to the swings in the market. A beta of 1 indicates that a security price will move with the market. A beta of less than 1 means securities will be less volatile than the market. A beta of greater than 1 indicates the securities price will be more volatile than the market. So beta is used in the capital asset pricing model, a model that calculates the expected return of an asset based on its beta and the expected market returns. Now let us understand how to classify risk. A company can increase its valuation by either increasing earnings or by reducing the risk. And when it comes to risk, risk can be classified into systematic risk and unsystematic risk. What are systematic risks? Systematic risk cannot be reduced or predicted in any manner. Unsystematic risk is a risk that is specific to an asset. It is company specific. To tackle the unsystematic risk, companies opt for brand extension, try to reduce technological and marketing risk, and reinforce the managerial skills. All the problem faced is to reduce the risk. Companies may diversify into unrelated product areas or product lines and dilute the original brand image. The company also suffers if it does not possess the competency for managing the unrelated business. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Mergers and acquisitions should be undertaken when the acquiring company's gain exceeds the cost. The cost is a premium that the acquiring company pays for the target company or its value as separate entity. Merger benefits may result from economies of scale, increased efficiency, tax shield, or the shared resources. The acquiring firm, which wants to optimize the value gains, attempts to increase synergy, minimize the premium and that it has to pay to the target company. And finally, the most important mantra, value created through merger and acquisition is equal to increase in synergy minus decrease in premium. So always focus on increasing in synergy and simultaneously also focus on decreasing in premium. If you want to create a value, if you want to increase the value through the mergers and acquisitions. Thank you.